You are listening to a Fox Sports Radio New Jersey special. Jack Thomas and Michael Cohen are picking all the NFL games. Let's take a listen in as Mike and Jack have the lowdown and all the analysis you need to get ready for your football weekend. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. It is week number 11. 11 already, Jack. My goodness.
And what about last night's game between the two powerhouses in the NFC East? And no, I'm not talking about the Cowboys.
Or the Giants.
I'm talking about the Eagles versus Commanders.
Ooh.
Great game. I really think that's going to be a playoff. Both of them are making the playoffs, hands down.
Both of them. Who's going to get the home field is the question. That's gonna, and they meet again there in a few weeks.
Right.
Eagles making a big-time statement. In fact, Saquon Barkley continues to make the big-time statement. 146 yards rushing on 26 carries. He scored two touchdowns. The guy's been unbelievable since he went there. And boy, oh boy, Giant fans have to be kicking themselves every single day they get up, because every single time they turn around and look at the box score and look what's going on in the National Football League, especially in their own division, Saquon Barkley has carried the Philadelphia Eagles to an 8-2 record. He has carried them to first place in that division. And you know what? Remember a few weeks ago when Nick Sirianni was in trouble and there was a lot of talk about his job? Saquon Barkley has saved his job, and he has saved that Eagles season.
But well, now let's talk about the rest of the games coming up.
Oh, man, we got
Sunday.
Some...
Hey, I don't think we have an international game this weekend, do we?
No, actually, we do have an international game. It is taking place in New Jersey. No, I'm kidding.
The jokes. I mean, after what the Giants did not do in Germany, they're not invited back to Munich.
I mean, there's now questions about whether, Daniel Jones gets benched or whether Joe Shane gets the axe or Brian Daboll gets the axe. I mean, there are lots of questions going on over there.
Oh, so you mean we might have another DeVito sighting?
We might have a time. Hey!
Hey, oh, hey!
Oh,
hey,
yo.
Oh, boo!
Get the chicken parm going
exactly.
Over here.
Exactly. You know, get me a quarterback. All right, so let's talk football.
Let's talk football. And as I said, we got an international game here at the Meadowlands. It is... It is the Indianapolis Colts and the New York Jets, and of course, the Jets are a flaming dumpster fire themselves. Aaron Rodgers.
All right, the Colts are not that much flaming worse.
True. I mean, Anthony Richardson's back though. After taking a couple weeks to. Is it time
again,
to play?
Okay. Again, thank God this is not TV.
Yes, it is. He was taking a nap for the last couple weeks because he was so tired. It's so hard to be a quarterback in the National Football League, Jack. I mean, you just got to get up one day, open your eyes and just look out the window like, wow, okay.
Yeah, it's so hard to earn those millions.
It is so hard. Anyway, he's going to face a Jets defense that was torn apart by the Cardinals last week, and a quarterback in Aaron Rodgers who is I don't want to say contemplating retirement, but I think Jet fans would like to contemplate it for him. But anyway, let's see here. The Jets are getting 4 points on this one. What do you think?
Indianapolis. Sorry, guys.
I'm taking Indianapolis.
Yeah? How about you? Are you sticking with your team?
After much consideration, after a lot of debate about
soul
this
search.
Game, soul searching, this is a season that has gone totally down the drain for the New York Jets. And, of course, with Aaron Rodgers.
You can say it. They're in the toilet.
They're in the toilet. They are. I mean, this team doesn't play any a shred of defense. Sauce Gardner has become, as many people have called him this week, Soft Gardner, as he can't tackle anybody.
Ooh.
Yes. And you have to wonder, who's going to want to coach this team? Because if Aaron Rodgers is coming back, who's going to want to be part of this? I keep hearing Rex Ryan's name. I hear John Gruden's name get mentioned a few times, but you know what? That's for down the road. For this week, I'm taking the Indianapolis Colts.
Boy, that was long drawn out.
Thank
to
you.
Say.
I just wanted to like draw that one out. Yeah. Colts, I agree.
All righty.
All right, here's speaking of long and drawn out. Here is the Miami Dolphins hosting the Las Vegas Raiders at Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Miami is getting 7.5 points in this game for two teams that are somewhat identical, but I guess Las Vegas loves the fact that Miami beat the LA Rams in the road last weekend.
Well, again, the only way to say my pick is real simple. I'm rolling the dice with the Vegas.
You're taking the Raiders.
You're
going to go with the Raiders. That's an interesting pick. I'm going to stick with the Dolphins. I think that they could potentially pull themselves back into this race. They are
with
very
7.5 points.
7.5 points.
You're rolling the dice also.
I am rolling the dice because, again, Raiders on the road, having to go across the country for a 1 o'clock game in the heat of Miami. And I like the Dolphins and that 7.5 points. All right. Moving right along, we go from the heat of Miami to the chill of Chicago. The Chicago Bears against the Green Bay Packers.
It's a heck of a town.
Oh, speaking of town,
Chicago.
It's not a heck of a town if you're the offensive coordinator of Chicago Bears right now, who just got the axe the other day.
Well,
yeah,
Green Bay.
You're taking Green Bay. They are getting, by the way, 5 points in that game.
That's okay, Green Bay.
Yeah, I agree with you, Green Bay. They're actually contemplating benching Caleb Williams right now in Chicago. So much for that rookie experiment. I agree with you. I'm going to take Green Bay in that game as well on the road for the Packers. Moving right along, we go up the road to Detroit, and that is going to be the Lions taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. And
Lawrence isn't scheduled, is still out.
Yeah, there's still questions about him. I mean, look, this is a no-doubter for me.
This is easy.
This is
Detroit.
Easy. I agree, Detroit. Lawrence, by the way, folks, as we all know, right now, as I'm looking at this AC joint.
Well, he has a left shoulder issue.
And they're saying he's out. He's not going to play this
game. Okay, when I checked it out, it was saying it was still pending, but they weren't sure. But, yeah, but even if he was in, I'd still go with Detroit.
You want to know what the spread is? You want to know? Do you really want to know?
Sure.
Drum roll. 14 points.
Oh, well, wait a minute then.
I'm not even kidding. That's what it is.
I'm still going to stick with Detroit.
Smart move. I agree with you. I'm going to take Detroit. I'll take the 14 plus.
We'll probably lose because of the points, but
They'll end up winning by like 13 instead of 14.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll miss an extra point.
Yeah, exactly.
The kicker's fault.
All right. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a point.
Yeah, it is. Moving right along to Foxborough, Massachusetts, your favorite place, everyone's favorite place. The Patriots hosting the L.A. Rams. Rams licking their wounds from that loss they took against the Dolphins. They're getting 4.5 points on the road.
Bills. Patriots.
Wow. Okay, digging the Patriots. Patriots have played a little bit better of late. I like what Drake May has done so far lately. They have a little bit of fight in them. But I'm going to take the Rams, who are going to come in PO'd from last week, and I'm going to take the Rams and the 4.5.
Well, they have deodorant that they could use to get rid of the. Never mind. Moving on.
There you go.
Oy.
Oh, boy. All right. Speaking of BO, here's one that's down in Tennessee. That's the Tennessee Titans and the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings are 7-2, Titans 2-7. Vikings are getting 6 points in this game, Jack. So
Vikings.
You're going to go with Vikings. Sam Darnold hasn't played well lately. He's leading the league in turnovers right now. So I think the chariot has turned into a pumpkin. Just a little bit for Sam Darnold as far as his invincibility is concerned.
Boy, all these analogies and wow.
Yeah. I'll stick with the Vikings because they're the more talented team.
Yeah.
But Sam Darnold is
and they're trying to stay with Detroit and all those guys.
They're trying. They're gonna fall off soon and then they'll probably get Aaron Rodgers next year as a complete the holy trinity of Packer quarterbacks.
Whoa,
there you go.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, let's go over to there are a couple of really good games. I'm going to save them for last. Let's go to Denver. This is not a good game. Denver and Atlanta. They are two mediocre teams. Denver 5-5. Atlanta 6-4. Denver is the favorite, 2.5 points at home.
And you know what? I'm going to go with them, Denver.
You're going to take Denver?
Yeah. Even though Atlanta's, you know, did nasty things to the Cowboys. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, I mean, Denver's played well. Their defense played extremely well. They should have won that game last week. You know what? I'm going to agree with you. I like the Denver Broncos at home. I think that Bo Nix is going to do enough. And Kirk Cousins is always good for a bad turnover. And I don't just mean like apple turnovers. I mean he's just good for a bad turnover. So I'll take Denver as well in that one. Let's go to San Francisco, the 49ers and the Seattle Seahawks. Remember when this was a great matchup?
Yeah.
Remember those days?
Oh, yeah.
Those were the days.
Now,
it's
a toss-up. I mean, McCaffrey was back. He was, nothing special. He was there. What's the point spread, good guy?
Point spread is right now 6.5 in favor of San Francisco. Now, keep in mind, the Seahawks have a lot of injuries on the defensive side of the football. They're missing a number of guys on their defensive line.
Yeah, but going in. Just because of the point spread, I'll take Seattle.
You'll take Seattle with the point spread? You know what? Let's see here. Nick Bosa is questionable right now, as I see here. Brandon Ayuk has the ACL. Right now is on injured reserve. I should, by all logic, take the Seattle Seahawks on the points, And that's exactly what I'll do, take the Seahawks on the points. I'm not that crazy. Just a little bit crazy, but not that crazy. Just a smidgen. All right, let's get serious here. We got four games left, and all of them have playoff implications, my friends. We start things off in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Ooh, I know this game. Ooh.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Baltimore Ravens. The Steelers are getting 3 points. Actually, excuse me, the Ravens are getting 3 points. Our favorite, yes.
Yeah. Ooh.
Okay, and in case you're wondering, the money line right now is favoring
again,
the Ravens.
Well, again, this is a preview of, I suspect,
a playoff game. Wild card or divisional.
Right, between them two. Russell Wilson, been good as the quarterback.
He's done very well.
Lamar Jackson, you can't say he's...
You never know what you're going to get out of him.
Yeah.
You never know.
You know what? This is, I guess, because I just want to see it happen, Pittsburgh.
You want to see it happen because of Pittsburgh. I don't blame you, but you know what? Things have been rolling for the Steelers lately, and it feels like they're freight training. They're due to have that one bad game.
And if it's going to come, the Ravens would be.
The Ravens usually would be that team, and the Ravens always play well in Pittsburgh, so I'll take the Ravens.
Okay.
I'll take the Ravens.
We'll see come Monday.
One more bad game. We forgot about this one.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, there was one bad game in there. How about the Browns and the Saints?
Okay, I thought we missed one there.
Yeah, Saints are getting 1 point, by the way. This is, by the way, in case people are wondering if you want some graphic way to describe the Saints situation. Their interim head coach probably described it very well last week, if you know what I mean. You didn't hear about this?
No. Can it be said on the radio?
It just involves the bathroom. That's all I'll say.
Got it.
Yeah, that's all I'll say.
All right.
Anyway.
Then in that case?
Yes, I agree with you. I'm going to take the
Cleveland. The dogs.
Who let the dogs out, and they're going to go all over the ramp all over the Saints. What did I just say? We're on radio, folks.
I'm never going to listen to this show again.
I guess they're not potty trained. Okay.
So someone's mom's like, I'm not going to let you listen to this show ever again, Jimmy. Never again. But no, I'm going to take the Browns. I think I killed Jack over here. I'm going to take the Browns over the Saints. I agree with you. Not a great matchup by any stretch of the imagination. Yes. Two teams that are going nowhere.
Whoosh. Okay.
Let's go to a game that actually does matter and people care about, and that is the Kansas City Chiefs, who are 9-0
against the Bills.
Into Buffalo. It's a 4:25 game. Bills are 2.5-point favorites.
All right. And
you go first.
The concept is, KC has been winning. Obviously, they're perfect still.
Yeah.
But they haven't been winning in the style that they're used to. You know, wipeouts. All of them have been close.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going, believe it or not, with the Bills. I'm hoping that they're going to be the one to
dethrone the Chiefs.
Dethrone the champs.
Well, they're going to get their chance at them later in the year in the playoffs. I think these two teams will see each other again.
Oh, definitely.
Most likely. The Chiefs might be the worst 9-0 team we've seen. Remember, a couple years ago when the Steelers were 10-0 or 11-0? Uh-huh. It's not a good team, and they fell off. I feel the same way about the Chiefs. They don't score a lot of points.
No, that's the thing. It's been
Mahomes has been hurt all year. You can tell he's just kind of banged up. I just don't trust them, and now you're going on the road. Bill fans going to be ready to rock and roll. The Bills going to be ready to rock and roll. I love what Josh Allen has been doing all year.
Right.
He's an MVP candidate.
Yeah.
I take the Bills.
There you go. So sorry, Chiefers. You're going not perfect anymore.
Meanwhile,
the final score is Chiefs 54, the Bills 3. Sorry.
Yeah. That'd be terrible.
That'd be probably our luck, you know?
It would be. Patrick Mahomes threw a career-high 13 touchdowns. Let's go over to Los Angeles, your favorite place. This was not supposed to be the Sunday night game. You know what the Sunday night game was supposed to be?
What?
It was supposed to be the Jets and the Colts.
Really?
Yeah. Smart move by NBC.
No, I'm surprised that they didn't put the Chiefs on Sunday night football.
CBS protected it, I think.
Oh, okay.
This is our game. We want it.
All right, so Sunday night football
is the Cincinnati Bengals and the L.A. Chargers. This is a big game for the wild card. The Chargers are getting 1.5, excuse me, at home. Money line, though, favors the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
And even the over-under right now favoring the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be interesting. I think one big issue, Tyler Hendrickson, the defensive end of the Bengals, right now is questionable with a neck injury, so that could sway things just a little bit. But, you know, you also have Joey Bosa also has been on the mend for a while for Los Angeles.
Bengals.
You're taking the Bengals.
I'll take the Bengals.
I'm going to go Bengals, too. They need the game more than the – I mean, well, both teams need the game. But the Bengals are trying to pull off something that a lot of teams would like to do at this point when you're 4-6 and try to make a total reversal and get your season back on track. I like the Bengals, too.
Okay, before we do the last game.
What is the last game, Jack?
I don't want to talk about that. But before we do the last game, are the Jets on a bye this week?
No, the Jets played the Colts. We already did it.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah. We both went with the Colts.
We both went with the Colts.
All right, then I guess.
But you know, the thing is, when the Jets play, it's like watching a bye week because they don't play. That's another
Then
story.
I guess we have to talk about the Monday night game.
There is a Monday night game between the Houston Texans and some team from Dallas.
At home,
formerly
no
known
less.
As the Cowboys.
At home, no less. At home. We're 0-4 this year already.
I understand Jerry Jones is going to have like a mirror that's going to shine down, get the moonshine, and the shine of the moon is going to blast into the eyeballs of everybody in the stadium. I mean, look, I don't know. This has been a problem for years with that stadium, AT&T Park.
What, you mean the sunshine?
The sunshine in that building is ridiculous. Why couldn't they just like built it in another direction? I don't get that.
Jerry Jones.
Okay.
That sums everything that's going on in Dallas.
I mean,
with Dallas, for Dallas.
Yes.
Again, this is not a knock on Cooper Rush.
Yes.
He's an outstanding second string fill-in quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But we have no quarterback. We have no running back. We should have never gotten rid of our running back who we had, Tony Pollard.
Mm-hmm.
We should get rid of our owner, Jerry Jones. And this is a devoted Cowboy fan saying that. So, by the way, no, I'm going against the Cowboys for the third straight week.
I think you and I are in agreement on a lot of things, and I think you and I both agree that our teams, between our two teams, they'd be better off with different ownership. That's another story.
The only thing that's good about this football season so far, and again, I know I'm not going to offend a lot of New Yorkers.
Uh-oh.
The Giants
still suck.
How dare you?
But we're getting very close, so...
The Giants could. I hate to do this to you because you got Thanksgiving Day the gay day game coming between your Cowboys and the Giants. The Giants win that, they could push
overtake
Dallas,
us
last place.
Yeah. How about them Cowboys?
Yeah. Like I said, well, let's not even talk about that Turkey Bowl that's going to be.
Yeah,
it's probably going to be a romping.
Oh, it's going to be a romper ring. Yeah. It's going to be a romper room.
But again, it is what it is. The games this year, I'll say, have been really weird.
Not great, but...
A lot of overtime games.
Number of overtime games.
Yeah. Yeah. So, everyone still has a chance.
I feel like in some ways the play of the games have kind of taken a step backwards. It's not as good as it was the last few years.
No.
It just... Something's off. But I agree with you as far as this game is concerned. I'm taking the Texans in this one. Sorry about your Cowboys.
No, sorry about your Jets.
Yeah.
And Giants fans, just sorry.
We're just sorry. Actually, no, we're not.
No, we're not. Anyway, hey, this is this week's picks from my man Mike over here and me, JT. Hey, bet smart, so probably bet opposite of what we just told you. Anyway, you're listening to Fox Sports New Jersey, 93.5 FM, 1450 AM. Until next week,